Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If I had never faced a problem in my life, I would have never known that God could solve it. If I'd never been up against all odds, I would have never known that victory ultimately belongs to Jesus. If my last relationship never broke me, then how would I have known that God could heal me and make me whole again? And so I understand now. I understand what the Bible meant in Psalms 119, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. While I was going through the trial, it was painful. Yes, it was hard, and sometimes I didn't see a way out. But when I did pass, I found that I didn't take God's goodness for granted anymore. I began to see just how good God was and is to me. But it was only through the lens of affliction that I saw things clearly.
And so I have one simple message today, and that is, because Jesus was victorious over Satan, you too can walk in victory. You can have faith to stand against Satan's attack and win. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be oppressed. So how do we live a victorious life? How can we battle against the raging current and realize the peace that God wants us to have? As Christians, we have to come to the point of realization that there is a battle going on for our soul. But God has already provided the path to our ultimate victory through His grace and mercy. We are overcomers. The first principle to receiving a victory from God is to understand that He's already won. The battle has already been fought and He has already won. If we could only understand that, we have the victory. We have overcome. And yes, it may be a tough battle at times, but we know Christ told us to take up our cross and follow Him. And as we do this, we receive the rewards of victory in Jesus. These rewards are eternal life, everlasting peace, an abundance of blessings, mercy, love, compassion, and above all, a closer relationship with the Almighty. So get up and fight with the knowledge that there's no one more powerful than our God. God has given us the power to overcome anything in our lives. And all we have to do is trust in Him. Surrender the battle to Him. Acknowledge that victory is His. We are overcomers and we are victorious.
When you're right in the middle of great hardship, we don't just begin to think, I'm somehow being refined. I believe I will come out of this a better person. It is not our default thought pattern as humans, but I believe it should be our stance as believers. Job held on, and through that suffering, he came out as pure as gold. You can too.
Most people, in a time of struggling, in a time of despair, in a season of trials, will ask God to rescue them. They will ask God to deliver them. But what happens when you ask God to take this problem or situation away and He doesn't? What happens when you've told the mountain to move and it doesn't? What now? I'd like to submit to you that during these times, When trouble just doesn't go away. When the rain just doesn't stop. Should our prayer actually be, Lord, go through this storm with me? Give me the strength to face this problem.
The writer of the Hebrews tell us, don't throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. That's what David found. He tells us there was a time when he was struggling. In Psalm 55, he writes, fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. Then David says, this can be our experience also. At the end of the psalm, he writes, give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. And we need to hold on to this. God will never let you slip. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is King, and he invites you to come to him for rest. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Troubles can be a blessing for believers. You see, God uses our troubles to remind us that he is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is our hope and rescue. God is faithful to empower you to stand strong and victorious and not to be defeated. Understand that we are overcomers.
The Bible describes the woman as having a flow of blood for 12 years, and she had spent all of her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. So she had tried the best medical minds within her reach. In fact, the Bible says she'd spent all her savings on doctors. None of them had been able to cure her. And now the bleeding is worse than ever. This was a woman who was not only suffering, but also desperate. And let me tell you something about crowds. Whenever you find a crowd, there are people there with different agendas.
Just because you're in the same place,
that doesn't mean you're of the same accord. It doesn't mean that you're unified simply because you're in a crowd together. Some people were in that crowd following Jesus because they wanted to be associated with the man who can perform miracles. Others were in that crowd to watch because they were skeptical about Jesus. Other people may have just been curious to see and hear from this Jesus that they heard can heal the sick, raise the dead, and give sight to the blind. But this woman was in that crowd for her own reason. She was in that crowd because she needed access to someone, to a power that could do what every other doctor had failed to do. So now she is pushing through the crowd. She is working her way forward. She is saying to herself, if I can only touch his garment. And as soon as she touched him, the bleeding stopped. And when Jesus turned, he asked, who touched me? He knew this touch was different from everyone else's in the crowd. This was a desperate touch, a touch of faith, a touch filled with hope and expectation. The Bible says when the woman grabbed at his coat, Jesus felt power had gone out from him. In all the jostle and press of the crowd, Jesus had detected that something was different. This touch was a different touch. All Jesus said to her is, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Be free from your suffering. Now, I want you to see how Jesus deals with people one by one. Each one of us are dealt with differently by the Lord. When he noticed power leaving him, Jesus didn't say to himself something like, that's good, another person healed, no need to stop. No, every time Jesus meets an earnest person, he gives them his full attention. One person is important to him. You are important to him. None of us is just another number or another name on a list. You are significant in the eyes of God. You are worth him stopping when you touch him with an earnest, sincere prayer.
It doesn't matter if you are like this woman. It doesn't matter if you have no savings left in the bank, if the crowd you're in doesn't notice you. If you call on the name of Jesus, if you reach out in faith and touch him, he will give you his full attention. And it doesn't make any difference if you are the opposite. If you got it all together, if you're in a good place and you don't need a healing, but simply desire a relationship, Jesus will meet your need with the same grace and power. Our Lord is good because he can pay attention to your need in any situation. This woman was in a crowd. She was approaching Jesus when he was busy with something else. Jesus wasn't told, "Master, there's a special case you need to deal with before we go to Jairus' house." There was nothing like that. This woman was unknown. Jesus hadn't been paying attention to her. No one was paying attention to her. Everyone was thinking about the little girl. Yet, this lady's touch stopped Jesus in his tracks. He quickly changed focus. He turned and gave this woman the thing she desperately needed. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you can come to Jesus anywhere at any time. If you have heavy burdens, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He can give rest. He can give you peace. He can make you whole. We don't have to be in a special place or perform a sacred ritual. He can meet a need even in the middle of a crowd. He can pay attention to someone on the side of a dusty road. He can be stopped by the smallest touch of sincere faith. Just as this woman went away healed and free, we can too, if only we touch the hem of his garment.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.